Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's Gospel, we see our Lord praying, and the disciples come to him and ask him to teach them how to pray. And this is something we should all do, ask our Lord to teach us how to pray, because that will save us from this scourge of being good people. Okay, and what do I mean by that? I mean the scourge of being merely good people. All right, I know there are Christians out there, I've met them, who are very intent on being good people. All right, they've got good intentions, they want to do good things, and they want to be nice, but they never pray. Okay, to miss Mass on Sunday is really not that big a deal. And you understand how the kind of love and goodness that they have is merely natural. And that is not sufficient to save our souls. But we must have supernatural goodness and supernatural love in order to be pleasing to God and to save our souls. And how do we do that? By prayer. Prayer is necessary so that we can be supernaturally enlightened by God, that we can know him and know his will and obtain the graces necessary to fulfill his will. Now, this is especially important for religious. Again, we go back to canon law. Wonderful. Canon 663 says this: "The first and principal duty of all religious is to be the contemplation of things divine and constant union with God in prayer." So, religious, we need to remember this. Our first and principal duty of all religious is to be the contemplation of things divine and constant union with God in prayer. So, you know, when we're out and about, away from the friary, and people sometimes stop and ask us, "Oh, what do? You know, well, first and foremost, we pray, you know. And so many people don't appreciate that. They think it's something, okay, needful, but secondary. No, it is our first and principal duty, the contemplation of things divine and constant union with God in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Et Jesus.